Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Furs.
It'd be a little weird. Is that where your wife's from?
No. It's in Pontotoc County, so no.
Oh.
She's a Delta girl. Wherever you are in our great state, you're going to
do it. I knew that, but
yeah,
that's the only thing I can think of.
No, it was good. It was good. It made me laugh. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're going to be out in the Junction tailgating, make beef the star of the show. Be the envy of the Junction. When people walk by your tailgate, like, ooh, what's he cooking? We got some big old steaks on the grill over there. That's what you want to be. Beef allows you to do it. We love beef here on Thunder and Lightning. No, but nothing better than a great steak. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. You're looking for those Starkville versus everybody shirts. They've got them at College Corner. I tweeted out the link. You can go ahead and get the pre-orders in now. Looking for other great gear with the state script or interlocking Mississippi State logo on it? They've got it all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to enjoy a fantastic lunch today, I cannot give you a higher recommendation than the one I'll give you to eat at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler. I love the fried, I love the blackened catfish. It's a little better for me on the weight loss journey, but not that I don't love the fried catfish or the fried chicken. I love both of those things. And maybe one day I can have them again, but not today. I may go to Restaurant Tyler today. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But whenever I go, I know I'm going to have a great meal every single time at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank, a bank that will have a relationship with you that's as strong as their knowledge of your money. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Tuesday's show means we've got a press conference recap from Jeff Lebby, and we'll get into our SEC picks where Robbie Falk has run out to a one-game advantage on me after week two. And, Robbie, let's start at the press conference. Obviously, the big news coming out of that is injury-related for Mississippi State. Blake Steen, but more importantly, Will Whitson. Will Whitson, maybe the last time I ever say his name on the show.
Oh.
If he doesn't get a medical redshirt, out for the season, that's a really big blow. Whitson was playing at an extremely high level. Lebby said, like, he wasn't just, you know, playing, he was making plays, is how he put it. He was playing at an incredibly high level, and that's a guy that, you know, was kind of, I wouldn't say he was the crown jewel of the transfer portal class, but he was one of your highest rated guys coming in. He showed why right away. He was defensive lineman of the week last week in the SEC, and now he's out for the season. That's a big blow for Mississippi State.
Huge blow. And this same thing happened to him pretty much last year. He had like 21 tackles in four games, two or three sacks, I think. When the guy's in the ball game, when he's playing, he is super disruptive. He's making plays. I don't think he played beyond 25 plays in each of the first two games. Mm-hmm. So you just did not get to see him in a prolonged time frame. And that's what sucks about this whole deal is he was looking like an emerging breakout star for Mississippi State with an NFL future. He looked like a guy that Mississippi State has had dominate in years past. And when he was in the ball game for Mississippi State these first two games, you knew it. There was no, he just kind of slipped through the cracks, whatever. He was dominating. He was in the backfield. He was either making plays or he was flushing guys out of the pocket routinely. And he made two or three other plays again the other night before going out of the ball game in the first half. It's just a tremendous blow to this defensive line. I think that they have pieces there that they can survive and they could push to that 6-6 mark. I'm not really getting on the bandwagon of the season's over like some people. I think people are just like so battered from Mississippi State football in the last couple of years that they just expect that the worst possible scenario here. But I do think State has done a good job of building depth on the defensive line, that it's not something that I think is going to kill the season or their chances of getting to a bowl game. I think what it does is it lowers your ceiling a little bit as a team. Your defensive line is not nearly as disruptive with him out of the ball game. And that was evident in the second half. I don't think Arizona State has the success that they did in the second half if Will Whitson's in the ball game. I don't think they're able to put together that 17-play, 95-yard drive. I think Will Whitson would have made plays on there. He's
Well, I think
a guy
it
that's he's
changes the
collapsed the pocket.
yeah, it changes the tenure of the game, the tenor of the game, I should say. If
Yeah,
he
so it's, guys like Deontay Anderson, Red Hibbler, Travion Williams, those guys are going to have to elevate their game to the next level. Now, you have really seen Calvin Dinkins emerge. I thought Travion Williams played solid the other night. I thought Deontay Anderson had some outstanding moments.
had a sack.
We're starting to see other guys step up on the defensive line. So I'm not looking at this defensive line and saying this is 2024-esque. I think it's still significantly better than what they had last year. You just lowered the ceiling of your defense, and other players are just going to have to step up. That's the nuts and bolts of it. And for State fans, I just encourage people to have a little more faith in this team now. Like, I think that last week, everybody was so excited about the direction of this program. It's moving in the right direction. They have a chance now to really kind of elevate things and move to the next level. If you truly believe that, then one guy going down the defensive line shouldn't change your thoughts. You should actually believe that Mississippi State's able to sustain here and somebody's going to step up. Now, again, I don't think your defense is as good with him out of the ball game, but I don't think he's going to be the difference in two more wins. I think State can still find a way. They just have to elevate their game really everywhere. They have to be better on offense and defense. So that to me is the biggest thing, is it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And how many times have we seen a star go down somewhere and someone else kind of emerge? Maybe not get to that level, but they get that opportunity and
Yeah, it
they
happens.
seize it.
It absolutely happens. So that's what's going to need to be the case. I don't know who that guy's going to be for Mississippi State. I'll be interested to see what the rotation looks like. But yeah, somebody's got to show up and deliver what Will Whitson was delivering for Mississippi State. So that's a tough blow. The other thing I took from today's press conference, at least for me anyway, was I asked him about, is it easier to get your team back focused, back on track after a crazy win or a tough loss? And he made a joke that we're starting to see a little of Jeff Lebby in there. All right. He made a comment. He's like, well, I'd much rather have the crazy win, which I thought was funny. But he talked about routines and he talked about, Monday is Monday. And I took a lot from that. So I'll make that the sign for this week. The sign is brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, who want to remind you that if you're a business owner, you already spend money every month on printing. You can be spending it with Pip Printing and Signs and seeing your money go directly to the Bulldog Initiative. That's right. When you work with Pip Printing and Signs, whatever you sell, whatever account you set up with them, 10% of that sale goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. You are now a Bulldog Initiative business without doing anything differently than you're doing right now. You're already spending the money on printing. Spend it with the best at Pip Printing and Signs. Get 30 years of experience. Our friend Camden Baker, he will get you taken care of. He's going to give you his phone number. We're going to give you the number I'm about to give you. Not a secretary, not a switchboard, not a, call center. It's the guy's number, and he's going to get it taken care of. That's the level of service they provide for you at Pitt Printing and Signs. If you're looking for interior or exterior signage, mailers, anything that helps promote your business, they've got it at Pitt Printing and Signs. Call Cam today at 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. Mississippi State has got to become creatures of routine. They cannot be too high or too low at any point this season until you get to the very end, right? This is a big game. It's going to be tough to get people to get, especially the way you want it. And we talked about the emotional catharsis for the fans, right? A lot of those players, especially the ones that were here a season ago, had to have that same emotion let out of them Saturday night. So I understand that that's going to be a tough chore for Jeff Lebby and his staff to get past. So I thought what he said about the importance of routine, the importance of, Monday is Monday, but it's the most important Monday we've ever had. And if you attack it and you have that kind of mindset each and every week, that's going to allow you to stay focused. This is a team that, like I said, they can't get too high, too low. They can't lose focus. Will they beat Alcorn easily this week? Yes. Will they beat Northern Illinois easily next week? Probably so. Then it ramps up. And you're talking about 8 straight weeks of SEC games. Focus is going to be an incredibly important thing for Mississippi State.
And staying healthy.
Yeah.
It truly has to be like a week by week thing for this team right now, because they, as much as they've kind of changed the outlook of this roster, and they've brought in depth and they brought in talent, it's still not where Jeff Lebby wants it to be. They need to be better in the trenches, and they need to be better at wide receiver, at defensive back. They're not where they want to be yet. So it's got to be a week by week deal for them, and they have to respect every team they play, and they have to treat every single game like it's an SEC ball game. They have to go into this ball game this week and act like this is Arizona State again. You can't afford to have any slip ups. You can't afford to have a Maine or a Toledo. We saw that last year. But
My
here's the
man,
thing.
dropped Maine in there. Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Here's the thing, though. Like, I don't get the vibe that that's what this team's going to be about under Jeff Lebby, because he is so centered and kind of, through everything. I mean, the other night, I think, was the most emotion I've ever seen from Jeff Lebby.
Oh, easily, yeah.
And when he came in the press conference, I thought he was very excited. And then immediately, he kind of like tempered himself a little bit. And that's why we talk about the coach speak and all that stuff. But if you really kind of get through some of that, the messaging that he has is really transparent about who he is as a head coach. And that is, we want to come to it's as mundane as it sounds. We want to come to the SEAL building every day, and we want to have the same voice, win or lose, every single day. We want to keep things routine. We want to keep the same voices in there. That's why he kept the staff. We want to have the same tone with our players. And when you do that, it creates, like you say, creatures of habit. It creates a team that they're almost robotic in what they do, and not so much like how they play or anything, but how they prepare. And that's whenever you start to really put together a program that I think is going to be consistent week in and week out. And you listen to these players talk, they're taking the same tone as their coach.
That's always a
That,
good sign, in my opinion.
to me, I think it is.
Yeah.
I, like, it's not great for us,
Right.
but that doesn't matter. We don't matter in the general scheme of
No.
things when or lose ball games.
Right.
So whenever you hear the players talking about, and they came in the room today, and they repeated some of the same things that Jeff Lebby was saying to us at the press conference, which tells me they're locked in on what he's saying. They're locked in on their
Listening, yeah.
they're locked in their rooms when they're watching film. It's a good thing for Mississippi State. I think that this program is in a really good spot, and you have players that I was super impressed with what I saw when I watched that replay on Sunday. And one of the things I tweeted about was Kamario Taylor walking up to Blake Shapen before that final drive, and you can physically see him say, "I believe in you."
Yeah.
And that's what this team is about. I mean, it seems cliche, but it really is about the name on the front of the jersey for these guys.
It feels like there's the stuff we like to talk about. I feel like this is something that people talk about sometimes when you have bad teams because they just want to feel better about themselves. But it does feel like right now that there's the chemistry is right, the locker room is right, the attitudes are right. And you got to start there, right? If everybody's kind of out for themselves, if everybody's not hearing the same message and not doing the same things, then that's how you end up with teams that aren't successful. You know, you got to start the process with everybody being on the same page. And I agree with you 100%. It really does feel like this team at this time is 100% on the same page. Like I said a minute ago, when the players are giving you coach speak, that's a good sign for where your team is. It means that they're listening to their coach. It means they're
Well, a lot of
listening.
people, and a lot of people talk about culture. This really is like the definition of culture of what we're seeing with Jeff Lebby. This program might not be successful long term. I don't know where this ends up. I don't know if Jeff Lebby lasts here or not. But when I look at, how these players are bought in and how they treat each other and how they play the game, the culture here is super strong
It
with
seems to
Jeff
be.
Lebby. It's super strong. So at the end of the day, he's going to have to recruit better. They're going to have to coach better. They're going to have to win games. That's what is going to be the determining factor of if Jeff Lebby is Mississippi State's head coach long term. But the culture aspect and how he runs his program in terms of day-to-day operations has been really impressive to me.
You just said something that he talked about. Paul Jones asked him about recruiting. Obviously, a ton of recruits on campus this weekend. There's been some great coverage over there on three from Steve Wiltfong and who's the other guy? It starts with a C, right? What's his name? Chad Simmons.
Chad Simmons.
Talking to those guys, getting some thoughts on them. They were all seem very high. I'm kind of shocked that State didn't get a commitment out of this weekend, to be totally honest, or a flip or something. Maybe that's down the road. Here's the quote though. When he was asked, you know, like, what does the what's the effect of having a win and a game and an atmosphere like Saturday night? Lebby, people want to win. Recruits want to win. If you want to sign great players, you have to find ways to win. The hope part of it only lasts so long. I think we're in it for some incredible players. So he's kind of addressing that, you know, like year one, it was like, hey, I know what I'm doing. You can trust me. We're going to get it done. But State's at that point now. Where players will look at him going, are you really? You know, I need to see something more. And so you get that from that. And so from a recruiting standpoint, it feels like Mississippi State is starting to make you, and you hit on this on yesterday's pod. You said that, or maybe it was Friday's pod, I don't remember, but you talked about how there's a chance with the way the season goes, if you get this win and you have the right atmosphere. And people start to see what you're building here, that by the end of the year, the recruiting class could look completely different with some of the big names in this state in it this year. So obviously that's a long way away. You know, we're not quite to December yet, but I can't help but, you know, I read the quotes and you got to feel like this staff, to me, for the most part with this staff, there's a couple of guys that I still don't necessarily buy into as great recruiters. But I think Hutzler's a good recruiter. I think Bumpus is a good recruiter. I think that Lodeholt is a good recruiter. And then, you know, Barnes, Holosek, Cooper. Cooper's a good recruiter. I'll throw him in there. You got some strong recruiters in this class. If you give them something to sell, they put together a top 20 high school class and a top 20 transfer portal class on a 2-10 season. I feel like if you give them something to sell, they'll be able to recruit.
Yeah, 100%. You look at when they got here, you immediately went and signed Mario Craver. You went and signed Michael Van Buren, who was a four-star quarterback. Craver was a four-star wide receiver. Stonka Burnside, you got him. You got Dante Dowdle here. I know you didn't get him, but you were in the game for him. You got Daniel Hill on campus and really made him think, but he just couldn't turn down Alabama. That was whenever you were selling, like he said, selling hope. And at some point, recruits get to the point where money or hope, that doesn't really matter. They want to win too. I think there's nuance to that conversation, and we have that conversation all the time about what really sells in recruiting now. But at the end of the day, players want to win, like he said. I thought that was one of the best quotes he's ever given us. And you win a ball game like you did the other night in the atmosphere that you had, that's whenever you start to see change. I think back to last year, and Iverson McCoy is sitting in the student section typing out a decommitment tweet. And, like, no shade to Iverson McCoy at all, but I don't know if, like, how many times that happens where a kid shows up to a game and is, like, thinking about decommit. I think it happened with Pat Patterson in 2008 whenever he came to Mississippi State Auburn, which I was ready to decommit from Mississippi State at that point. But that's kind of the difference in a year. I mean, Iverson McCoy is sitting there in the student section decommitting from State. Ultimately, that talked him into not doing it, but he did it anyways. And then you get to the summer and you're just not in the game with these in-state players, with highly touted guys. You get them to campus, but you can't close the deal. I truly believe that the bulk of that, it might be that Mississippi State doesn't want to spend a lot of money on high school recruiting. I don't know. But I think the bulk of that is you're 2-10. The atmospheres last year were not good. These players for 2 seasons have seen Mississippi State football and it hasn't been fun. The other night, I think you truly changed the perception, both regionally and nationally. And you start sticking a couple of those games on the resume, I truly think that the recruiting class will change in a drastic fashion. And we've seen it before. We've seen Dan Mullen close really strong in recruiting based on what they did during the season.
And then we saw with Lebby coming in and the momentum he was able to get. Think about when Lebby took over. Stonka Burnside was not committed to Mississippi State. Mario Craver, I mean, say what you want, Craver's not here anymore, but he committed to Lebby. A lot of those guys committed to Lebby. Van Buren, again, not here anymore, but that was a big signing at the time. So these guys can recruit, I think. They
Yeah.
just gotta have that thing to work with. And so this is the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to Lebby after what you would call a big win, right? Eastern Kentucky, UMass last year, those aren't big wins. Southern Mississippi, good win, but not a big win for Mississippi State, right? This was a big win. I'm
I
going to
really
enjoy.
hate that Will Whitson got hurt
I know.
for reasons of
It
him
took
being off
some.
the you need him on the field. That's why I really
It
hate
took
it,
some
but
shine off.
it took some shine off of today, and people were upset.
I'm
So,
going to go ahead.
no, I was just—I mean, I thought the press conference was really good. I thought this was probably as candid as he's been, and was talking about some of the things they need to improve on too. And it wasn't just a celebration press conference. It was all about like we got to move forward.
Me sell you on something before we go. We'll put a little we'll give some shine here. You ready? I want to give you just a scenario. I like scenarios.
It better one of those need to be positive because
No,
people.
this is a totally positive scenario. I'm about to hit you with. I was thinking about it today. There's this world, right? State wins these next two games. They're 4-0, right? What if Tennessee beats Georgia Saturday? Tennessee beats Georgia. Then they play UAB. They'll win that game easily, right?
4-0 versus 4-0, State will probably be ranked.
And then you've got Alabama at Georgia. Both of those teams have a loss. You got LSU at Ole Miss. LSU certainly has a loss. Or sorry, LSU doesn't have a loss, but Ole Miss, I don't know. What if is there a scenario where it's, Oregon Penn State is that day, but that's gonna be their Fox big nude showdown game. Is there a scenario where College Game Day says, let's go to Starkville?
Before last week, I would say no,
No, but if they're
but
both undefeated.
after the stuff that came out on social media, the clips and the way that happened, it would not shock me because you got
Almost.
Pat McAfee talking about the atmosphere. You got Scott Van Pelt and those guys talking
Euphoria.
about it. That was great.
That was really
That,
funny.
by the way,
I kept waiting on Dave to correct him.
That reference, had he said Euphoria correctly, is an all-time like deep dive reference.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Like, who knows about the Circle K? Like, he nailed it. I
I
don't know
have
how many.
stopped there, my friend. I have stopped there. I
I'm
have eaten
guessing
at
that
McDonald's.
Oh, my dad used to go there every Friday and get my grandparents a hamburger and apple pie. I like he must have come in from Memphis or something
Yeah,
at some
going
point.
back,
Like,
he was going back to 82, going 82 to
yeah.
85, probably. Yeah.
That was a great reference. But
Yeah.
all that to say, those
Good.
guys, the scenes from Saturday night, it's like I tweeted today,
Yeah.
like that is why you make that investment in your atmosphere,
You posted
because
about
those
this too. You're so
scenes,
correct about this.
have made their way across social media, which again, this media team has been
Been really
just
good.
phenomenal. But now I think that it's going to be a more attractive place to come to for the national
Yeah. I
outlets.
think we're going to call them Dirty Lance and the Boys. That's what we're going to call the media team.
Dirty Lance, and Lance is leading the crew.
I just like, well, Lance is the guy I know the best in that group, right? I know John, and I don't know Brady as well. I know John, but Lance is my boy. So he's Dirty Lance. It's Dirty Lance and the Boys.
Dirty Lance and the boys.
There you go.
I love it.
It's a shame. Yeah, your tweets about the investments and everything were spot on. It's a shame David Hale couldn't read them.
Oh, too bad.
That guy, jeez Louise, man, the
That
definition of
guy,
soft right there.
listen though, but that guy is the, like, that is that whole thing in him. That's the poster child for why people around the country despise the media.
Yeah.
Because of people like that, sticking his nose up in the air, I'm better than you, these little wisecracks, like cheap little jokes that he makes. People do that, and that's why a lot of people despise the media.
Yeah.
There was absolutely, like, I saw what he said about making jokes, like, that's the thing about jokes and all that stuff. There was no reason to make a joke.
Yeah.
Just write about the game.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
If you're gonna make
You
a
work for
joke, you
ESPN and
gotta
you're
make
writing a
sure it's
stupid
funny.
column like that?
You gotta make sure it's funny. You gotta make sure it hits. And punching down is not hitting.
The
That's
joke
not.
was stupid. The
Yeah.
joke was dumb. It wasn't
And
funny.
then apparently his shtick is that every SEC town is the same little crappy town. And I just want to go, bro, you're from Delaware. Like, do you remember the Wayne's World thing where they're
We're
like,
in
oh, we're
Delaware.
in Delaware? Like, I looked it up. The University of Delaware is in a town that has 5,000 more people than Starkville does. And the University of Delaware itself has like 5,000 less students than Mississippi State. So it's a population wash. Like, am I supposed
And
to believe there's all this great stuff to do in your town in Delaware? Come on, man. Let's just
well, and
have
also, like,
a moment of sense.
yeah, and so here's the thing. He was using that as a guise to, like, well, I made fun of my own state, so I can do this. Where's the thing? He moved out of his state. So we stayed here. We love Mississippi. We love Starkville. It means a lot to us. This is where I'm raising a family. This is where I grew up. So whenever you talk down to me, I'm going to get very upset about it. Whenever you talk about a place that I love and it's wrong, and that is the entire bulk of your article. The Mississippi State just won the biggest game that they've won in the last 3 years, and the fans were excited to a point where they stormed the field. And your takeaway was to make a joke about how rural the place is, and the only thing that they have here is a Chili's, which isn't true. That was your takeaway from the game,
Yeah.
and you're supposed to be considered. You're supposed to be taken seriously in working for the worldwide leader in sports. That's absolutely pathetic. I don't care what anybody says about take a joke or whatever. No, this guy's supposed to be held in a different light than some wash away journalist or
Well, you know,
wannabe journalist with a
not
blog.
if
This guy
Barstool does
considers
that,
himself
you're
a professional journalist.
If Barstool does that, it's one thing, right? That's their thing. They make fun, right? They make fun. I can live with it, right? But yeah, when you're
This
with
guy lives in
ESPN,
North Carolina. He has no attachment to Mississippi State whatsoever. He's just
well, what I'm
writing
saying is
about.
like it just your idea that like all these college towns suck, dude. Go to one. Like I never mind taking up for Starkville. You tell me that Athens, Georgia sucks. That
And
you
they're
know.
not all the same, by the way.
Yeah. There's a
I've been
big
to
difference between
most of these
Nashville
college
and
towns.
Austin and Baton Rouge versus Athens and Tuscaloosa and Auburn. There's a big difference. So
Just
just annoying.
idiotic, man. And here's the thing. This whole Starkville versus everybody thing, it started on our message board, which is like where everything starts. But it's so true. Stop taking crap from these people, man. Stop just sitting around when somebody that has not either not been here in a while or never been here starts taking these little pot shots at you and these little wisecracks and thinking that you're not going to say anything about it. Stop taking that.
Yeah, I agree.
And like I'm at the point where I'm just like, screw everybody that has something to say that's bad about Starkville. Who
Fault versus
cares?
everybody?
Yeah,
Right
like
for
who
sure.
cares what those people think?
Yeah.
It's time to start sticking your chest out about Starkville, being proud of what you got here, and making it a better place instead of just sitting around and letting these losers talk down to you. I mean, this guy is an absolute loser. Anybody that would do that and think it's funny, and then whenever you get called out on it, you return fire by punching down again. Forget that guy. He
You're gonna get me
sucks.
blocked.
Good. Which, by the
Was
way, is the softest thing. Like
it soft?
somebody criticizes you and comes after you for being an idiot, and you just block them for it. I mean,
I had somebody I considered blocking yesterday. This LSU fan got into my mentions and started calling like Jeff Lebby a rape enabler.
oh my God.
He was like, he was going on and on about how like field storming is the most ridiculous thing and somebody's going to end up dying and blah, blah, blah. And he's just killing Lebby and Briles, right? So what do I do? I do what I always do, right? I go look at their profile. When I tell you the man was looking at porn, and I don't mean just pictures of women, I'm talking about porn, Robbie. Like
And
quote tweeting videos of porn, like, I'd like some of that. Like, my friend.
oh, was it well, who was the guy that, well, I don't know if you want to call it the guy. Who was the guy that used to be on the message boards? He would always like come after me and you, and we found that he
Let's
was
not
like,
call anybody out, but I still have those
I
screenshots.
remember his name now, but
I
I
do
won't.
too. But this guy, yeah, like he was an LSU fan. It was so random. I guess my video of the field storming gotten tweeted into his timeline, and he just went off. It was rough. But I looked at his timeline. I'm like, you know that GIF of I forget the actor's name. He's a black guy. That's a penis. That's what I had to see when I did this guy's timeline. I saw that and a lot more. I was not prepared for what was on this guy's Twitter timeline. And he was complaining about Lebby. I'm like, dude, get hold of yourself. You all right? You're as pink as your shirt. Your face is the same shade as your shirt right now. I mean, it's just the GIF. What do you want me to do? It's a line from the show. I just quoted somebody else's work.
My mother and father are listening to this podcast right now.
Big Daddy laughed.
I want
He's
to make this very
trying to
clear.
stifle a laugh.
I do not approve of this conversation. I don't know
That's
how it got to
a
this point.
totally normal word, totally scientific. It's not a curse word. They use it in Kindergarten Cop. I had to see it, y'all. I mean, I'm just describing it to you. I was not prepared. I just put it
They
that
use
way.
it in Kindergarten Cop.
They did.
Oh,
I'm just telling you. So, if you want to search my mentions for that, you feel free. Just let your friend Brian's letting you know. Don't do it at work. Don't look at work. You good?
there's kids that listen to this show.
Ah, it's fine. I'll put a mature TVMA on there. Be like the Attitude Era. What? So anyway, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. And of course, the older brother. We've been talking about Two Brothers a lot. Let's go back to the older brother here for a second. Such a great place to grab lunch in Starkville. If you are looking for something that's, a little different, you cannot get these sandwiches they have the older brother. You can't get those anywhere else. They're not replicating those anywhere. Starkville always had that reputation like there's too many sandwich places. Well, I might agree with that, but one of those places that needs to go is not the older brother. They need more of those kind of places around. Fantastic food at the older brother, and of course also at Two Brothers Smoked Meats right there in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. You need technology for your business. Give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same people. It's the same number. It's the same relationships you've already built. When you buy a computer, a printer, a copy, or anything like that, you know there's the risk that someone might jam up, might need to get fixed. You better have somebody you can trust on the other end of the phone. You can have that with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Our good friends at Marunico let us know that they had a fantastic weekend. Thanks to you guys this weekend. They said it was they were running and rolling the whole time. And so we love to hear that. Bring it back. Let's run that back this weekend with the Alcorn game. A friend of mine reached out to me. He said he wants to see a great crowd at Davis Wade Stadium this Saturday. He may also be on the call for this game. And he said, I think we can do it, and I think we should also be over at Maroon & Co. once again, loading up on MSU gear. They are going to have a full line of the Starkville versus Everybody shirts. Different colors are going to be available, so check those out. But also check out all the other great Mississippi State gear you can find only at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% or more off regular price. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium this weekend, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Drove past Scruggs Sunday. I was in Tupelo, and my wife's like, "There's Scruggs." I was like, "Yeah, we should probably go in. They probably have something you need." And she said something. I was like, "I'm pretty sure they have that." And we didn't go because why would we? But because she was there. But you should go because they got what you want for less. What are you doing around the house this weekend? Are you working out in the yard? You got home repair projects? You got to be out in the garden? Or do you just want to cook out? Everything I just listed, Scruggs has something that makes your life easier, better, and more fun. That's right, fun. Some people like to do these things. If you're one of them, head over to see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. In Saltillo, they have what you want for less. All right, SEC picks. Robbie Faulk up one game on me. Let's jump into this week. Let's start with the ones we know how we're going to go. South Alabama at Auburn, we'll take the Tigers. Eastern Michigan at Kentucky, we'll take the Wildcats, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I don't think they're very good, but.
Right. Louisiana at Missouri, take the Tigers there. Oklahoma at Temple, weird game. Why is Oklahoma at Temple? But we'll go with them. UTEP at Texas, we'll take the Longhorns. And then we've got a really good slate to go over. So let's just jump right into it. This is one where maybe a week ago I would have said, let's throw it on the pile with the rest of them, but not now. Wisconsin at Alabama. Wisconsin, I've talked about this before. Luke Fickell's been a massive disappointment to me. I thought he was going to come in there and put Wisconsin right there with Ohio State and Michigan. Instead, they've struggled. They got away from their identity, and they haven't been able to figure it out. I think Alabama wins this game, but I could see it being interesting for at least a half.
Yeah, it is a really interesting game. At Alabama, I'm going to go with the Tide here. I think they'll play better than, you know, expected over the next couple of games. But, like, I don't think they're just going to fall apart like a lot of people think they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got a little bit of confidence last week, so I don't think they're going to take a step back in this one. I think they should take care of business.
All right.
It is really fun to see them with, like, number 19 in front of their name.
So our buddy,
it'd be even better if it was unranked.
Our buddy Brandon Walker today put out his top 30. Not Brandon Walker, I'm sorry, Brandon Marcello. And he had State one spot behind Alabama, one spot ahead of Michigan. I was like, love it. Love it.
Crazy. He loves his dogs.
He used to be here.
He did.
I'll tell you one thing Brandon Marcello loves. Restaurant Tyler. That's his
favorite. Yes, he does.
That's his favorite restaurant in the SEC. Anytime he's in Starkville, he's going to be at Restaurant Tyler.
It should be everybody's favorite restaurant.
I mean, I agree. All right. Oh. Florida at LSU. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy Brian Haydad has never been right about a lot through the years. He really hasn't. But, man, did I nail this one. They're just not good. You can't trust Billy Napier. Not a good coach. I think he will coach his last game of his career at Florida on October the 18th against Mississippi State. He'll survive the first bye week, but not the second. They lose in Tiger Stadium. They might get blown out.
Why did Scott Strickland put that statement out this week?
I don't know if you've figured this out about Scott Strickland or not, but not great at hiring and football coaches and stuff.
Well, he
Didn't
hired Dan
happen.
Mullen. I thought that
Oh,
was a good hire, but
yeah, he did, but then he screwed it up. He did ran him off, and now they might love to have him back.
I know they ended poorly, and a lot of people tell me that like it was going to be a disaster had he stayed. Because he had him in such a bad spot, but I don't know if that's true. But he put out a statement that he's going to coach the rest of the year, regardless. So
Well, we'll see
we'll
how it goes.
see.
We'll see how it goes when the boosters start calling me like, "What are we doing?"
LSU was not good last week, but I think that was kind of like a hangover.
Yeah.
They should night game in Tiger Stadium, and it's also, Florida.
Yeah, they'll show up.
Yeah, that I think they're going to win this game by double digits.
I agree with you. Interesting game in Oxford. Arkansas has got to be playing with a lot of confidence right now. They're 2-0. Ole Miss, I have not been impressed. I'll just say it. I have not been impressed with the Rebels. Their offensive line is struggling. And Austin Simmons, 4 picks in 2 games. How many did Dart throw the whole year last year? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, I don't think it was many, though.
Jackson Dart, college stats. Last season, he threw 6. And what, two of those, at least two of those were against Florida. So he had 4 going into the second and last game of the season. That's a quite a drop off.
A lot of
So
people, like I was at the tailgate watching this Kentucky game the other day, and they did not look good. I still think Ole Miss is going to be a successful team this year. It's just how successful, because
right.
their schedule's just not very tough. But a lot of people just thought that this was going to be a seamless transition. Austin Simmons, I think, is going to be really good, but you can't expect that kid. He's what, 18, 19 years
He's
old?
19, yeah.
Super smart kid. He's already graduated college, which is just unbelievable. And he's talented through the roof. I think he's going to be special, but it's not time for him to be Matt Corral in 2021 and Jackson Dart from last year. He's just not going to be there just yet. They lost Trey Harris. They lost their offensive line is not great right now. It's gelling kind of like Mississippi State's. Their defensive line, I think, is talented, but that, I mean, look at the players that they lost. They lost so many great players in that front seven. To just expect that defense and the offense to be where they were last year is just not realistic. So this game is intriguing to me. I think Arkansas might be better than last year. They have a veteran quarterback, which is always a key thing to have. And, he can do multiple things, obviously. He's right behind Austin Simmons in passing yards. So, and they've played nobody. This game has always been chaotic.
Yes, it
Now, the
has.
last couple of years have not been that way, but I'm interested to see what it looks like. This is a
I'm trying to
oh,
remember.
2 years ago, it was kind of closed for three
It
quarters,
was
and then
close. Yeah, I was at that game.
last year was a disaster for
Blowout. Yeah.
Arkansas. So this is a sneaky game here. I think Ole Miss wins, but I think this could be one of those weird Arkansas Ole Miss games. Like I think it's going to be a real uncomfortable for Ole Miss at
I
times.
think the spread is 10 and a half. I would take the Arkansas to cover that spread, but I will take the Rebels to win. So we'll stick with that. Yeah, good games this weekend. This is a big game. Vanderbilt at South Carolina. This is a big game. If Vandy wins this, they're for real.
They're for real.
Yeah. But South Carolina,
And they might still be for real. I think South Carolina's a lot better than I expected.
they are. They this is going to be a good game. This is a game that plays a big part in the college football playoff. It's hard to believe, but for Carolina, it's certainly the case. And if Vandy wins this game, we have to at least mention them, in that discussion. I'll guess I'll go with the Gamecocks at home, but I don't like to bet against Pavia right now, man. They were really impressive Saturday with the way they beat up Virginia Tech.
If this was in Nashville, I think I would go with Vandy. South Carolina is a very tough place to play always, but it seems like right now they just they can do no wrong there. So I think I'll go with Carolina, but this Vandy team is, again, they look like a team you do not want to play. This isn't the Vandy we've seen, for most of our lives. I think that they have a real difference maker at quarterback. The program is really strong in what they do behind the scenes. They got strong leadership. I just think South Carolina is going to be too talented.
Yeah,
They
I
have
agree.
talent at key places. And I think it's going to be tough for Vandy.
All right. So no differences with us yet. How about this one? Georgia at Tennessee. Tennessee has been very impressive early on. Georgia's beaten up a couple of nobodies. But Tennessee was very impressive in that game against Syracuse. And it's in Knoxville. You know what? I've picked first the rest. You go here. I want to see what you say.
I think Tennessee wins big.
Okay. Really?
I think Tennessee wins comfortably.
Okay.
And like how big, I don't know, but I think it's convincing. I think it's like, they leave no doubt. I don't know. I don't really buy Georgia right now. I think they have some, I don't want to say they have problems because they haven't really shown it, but there's a lot unproven with this team. And they're playing in a very difficult environment. That place is going to be slam packed. It's going to be probably checkerboarded in the crowd.
Yeah.
It's a great atmosphere. And Tennessee is really talented. And they've actually exceeded my expectations in the first 2 weeks.
They've been good.
I did not think that they were going to be as good. And that they haven't played great teams either, but
Syracuse
they've
is at least a
demolished them.
power team.
Yeah, they've demolished both of
Yeah.
them. So, yeah, I'm going Tennessee. I think they win this game and they win it by a couple touchdowns.
So here's our scenario we described earlier. You're going to get on board with it there.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they come to Starkville and they're going to be in the top 10.
Wow. We're going to have a disagreement here. I'm going to take the Georgia Bulldogs. So we'll see how that goes. Georgia Tennessee is kind of one of those games where it's like every year we try to talk ourselves into Tennessee, but Georgia ends up winning. And I'm going to go with that again this year. I just assume Georgia will find their way to win. They haven't been challenged yet, but Kirby Smart will have them ready to play. I'm going to take the Georgia Bulldogs here. So there's one for us there. What about Texas A&M at Notre Dame, our final game to talk about here? A&M, of course, lost at home last year to the Fighting Irish, who ended up playing for the national championship. Notre Dame had the weekend off after that Sunday loss to the Miami Hurricanes. I don't know. I know Marcel Reed left that game for Texas A&M this past weekend with Utah State. Let's see if I can find any kind of injury update here. This is from our friends at On3 from Barkley Truax, who I assume is the guy from the A&M the website there. We'll be
He
fine.
had to have gone to Ole Miss.
Hold on. We'll be fine injury-wise, Elko said. Marcel will be fine. That's where we're at. University of Kentucky.
Oh, close.
Yeah. At home, I don't think the Irish lose two in a row. I'll take Notre Dame.
With them at home,
Yeah.
I'm going to go with them there at home at night.
Yeah.
I'm just not sold on Texas A&M. I know they've won those first two games. They weren't super impressive in either one of them, really. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Notre Dame in this.
All right. I'm looking forward to this Georgia game. I think I'm going to catch up with you here, but we'll see.
So I was looking through the schedules and like they have stats for both teams on this.
Yeah.
ULL, they're playing Missouri, like you mentioned. Their leading passer is Walker Howard, who I
He's
think
he
got
missed.
hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's out for the season.
He's leading the team in passing with 88 yards through two games.
Ew.
Yikes.
That's rough. Yeah.
And then Bro Pibula's thrown for 617 yards in
Tribula
two
has been
games.
really good.
He
Really good for
has.
Missouri. So we'll see how
That
that
was a
goes.
big win for them against Kansas.
They were down
That was
21-6 and came
a
back.
really big win for them.
So from 21-6, they outscored them 36 to 10 the rest of the way. Pretty good. Pretty impressive. All right. Tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Robbie's already sent off the tweets since we're recording a little later in the evening. But we'll get your questions in and we will answer them. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.